Well, good morning, everybody. And once again, mark your calendars for the 22nd annual Caring and Sharing. It's the Seacoast's largest camp food drive and fundraiser. All coming up this Saturday and Sunday, November 20th and 21st, we're partnering with about six or so different Hannaford supermarket locations in Dover, Rochester, Exeter, Portsmouth, and York. You can actually make a cash donation as well by texting the Wentworth Douglas Hospital text line. You can text CARE to 78,000, that's C-A-R-E to 78,000. So whether you join us at the Hannafords around the seacoast of New Hampshire and Southern Maine, or just make a call on the text line, we hope that you'll join us in our fundraising efforts at this year's 22nd annual Caring and Sharing. If you're new to the program, well, Caring and Sharing supports about 22 different food pantries, nonprofits, homeless shelters, community action programs, and one of those is the Homeless Center for Stratford County. And the executive director, Tracy Hartikoff, joins us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Tracy, good to have you with us, and welcome. It's Caring and Sharing Week coming up this weekend. Hard to believe again, but here we are.
Here we are. I'm excited to talk with you today, Mike. There's such a need.
Let me ask you this. The Center for the Homeless Center for Stratford County, you're located in Rochester. Do I understand that you have new digs now, new place?
We do have new digs. We just completed a $1.7 million building right at 202 Washington Street. And as we moved in this week, we conducted 43 intakes, just to give you the scope of the need in this community.
Yeah. And for people who may not understand this, because a lot of this food is needed from Caring and Sharing, goes to food pantries, but also goes to homeless shelters, which obviously have to feed the people that use the services. Talk about the fact that, yeah, you know what? There are people that are hungry in this great country of ours, hard to believe with all the wealth we have, and there are people that are homeless. We just saw this in the encampment at Willan Pond in Somersworth, Rochester, and Dover area last week, where they had to break up those people and figure out where to send those people. They've been hanging out there for months and months and months, and of course it was a private property. But talk about the real need, and that there is a homeless and hungry problem in New Hampshire and Maine.
Yeah, it is. It's a struggle. So we have what I call the unhoused now, and we're seeing a lot of our unaccompanied youth under age 21 coming in as intakes, and we're seeing a lot of our elderly. And if we think of ourselves as the community that we are here in this area, we know that providing shelter and subsequently food and connection to services is so needed right now as we're facing a housing crisis. And Caring and Sharing will actually be restocking all of our food supplies. We gave away to three food pantries when we moved all of our food so as not to have to move it to the new building. So anything that you're giving right now is starting us from ground zero, and it's so needed right now as we're receiving all these intakes.
Yeah, and a lot of people think, well, we just do this during the holiday season, but there's food drives all year long, because the need for food on the shelves of food pantries or homeless shelters or community action programs, the need never stops. It's 365 days a year. Yes, we make a big deal about this during the holidays because we want people to kind of feel good during the holidays, because most people do feel good during the holidays. It's a warm and fuzzy time of the year, so why not try to make that happen for other people who are maybe a little less fortunate? But it is a year-round problem to keep those shelves stocked for you guys for food, isn't it?
It's true. And we, one of the things we do is we use volunteers to double-check expiration dates all the time. We never let anything go stale on our shelves. So if we get it in from Caring and Sharing, we label it. We make sure nothing goes stale. And if we do have any excess, say there's a little extra in the way of cans of tuna, we get it out to our food pantries immediately, so there's no waste of any donations coming through Caring and Sharing.
Yeah. What type of things can our listeners, what's on your high priority list as far as food stuff or canned goods or toiletry items? What's on the list there so our listeners can give some things that are well worth it?
Yeah. So shelf-stable milk is huge for us. Being able to keep shelf-stable milk is really important. Canned protein, super important. Beans gives us an ability to make even vegetarian chili. Lots of diced tomatoes so we can either make sauce or add to the chili. Anything like that that's going to allow us to stretch what they're donating is huge. Obviously, pasta is something that we can make go a long way. Any type of proteins like peanut butter goes a long way. Those are all very needed items here.
All right. Sounds good. Tracy Hartikoff joining us. She's the executive director of the Homeless Center for Stratford County. And are you guys now officially open for the season yet?
We are. We're waiting on the planning board to give us CFO, but we may have done a soft opening already so we could get people sheltered.
All right. And how many people can you shelter at one time?
We can shelter up to 40 people now in this new building, 150% of what we used to be able to shelter.
That is so good to hear. That is so good to hear. I'm so glad that the community has welcomed you folks and into a bigger space and a bigger venue. Continue the great work that you do. Sometimes it's thankless, I know, but we thank you in advance for doing what you do. And we hope that Caring and Sharing this weekend will make a little bit of a dent for people who are using your shelter. Thank you, Tracy. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks. Good to talk with you, Mike. Thanks for all you do for us.
All right. You be well. Thank you again for calling in.